Now, D-U-Z does brings you the Goldberg.
You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Dove, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash. Now, here's a short story about someone you may know. It concerns a lady who didn't.
Didn't what?
Didn't know that does is best. She didn't believe that D-U-Z does everything in the wash.
Say, that sounds like me.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. I used to be stubborn as a mule about my old wash day soap. I used to say I wouldn't change soaps for nobody.
Well, what finally made you try does?
Oh, curiosity, I guess. I got to wondering if does really could make my tough wash any easier. You see, I've got stacks of black, dirty overalls and towels. And then there's my colored rayons to worry about.
Well, no wonder you changed from a lady who didn't to a lady who does. You know, does best. This new kind of soap does everything. It gives you unbeaten suds for cleaning those work clothes, unsurpassed whiteness for towels, along with greater safety for those nice colors.
Well, believe me, those overalls come clean easy now. No more hard scrubbing like I used to.
Sure, no soap anywhere gets clothes clean easier than does.
And the towels are so white now. Honestly, I've never seen a whiter one.
No soap made washes whiter than does.
And my rayon undies look so pretty now.
Sure, does is safer for colors, leaves them brighter. Does best, and that's been proved. 25 different wash day soaps were compared with does. This new kind of soap beat them all with its amazing combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. So, ladies, compare does yourself.
You'll find does best. Does everything.
Does invites you to visit the Goldberg. With Jake safely beside her, Molly is now able to turn her attention to Mike's dilemma. As things are working out, Mike seems to have lost out. Elsie Warren, deeply hurt at her discovery of Mike's gambling past, has ordered him out of the house. And Molly's hope of getting Mike up to Lastonbury, Connecticut, the Goldberg's home where he could begin life anew, is also headed for the rocks, for Jake won't hear of it. A few minutes ago, while Jake was enumerating his reasons for not wanting Mike in Lastonbury, Mike himself walked in and overheard him.
Listen. Yo, if it's going, let's go.
Mike, I want to speak
to you. That's all right, Mrs. Goldberg. You can't blame your husband. He's had all he can stand of guys like him.
But it's just because...
That's so. What would I do in Lastonbury anyway? I don't think farming would fit my temperament anyway. So, that's all right.
But Mike...
Now. Don't you go feeling bad about it. I know how you feel about me. I'm okay with you, huh? I went over big with you. I know that. It gives me a nice, warm feeling inside. Don't you forget. And someday when Mike makes good, I'll be rolling into Lastonbury in a Rolls Royce.
No, Mike. That's not what you want to do. I know what you want to do. You told me. And since you were talking about wanting to buy a farm, Rosa and me were thinking, and we know a few lovely places. No, Rosa? Uh-huh. There's a wonderful little place. You know which one I'm contemplating, Rosa?
No, Ma, which one?
The Cliff Anderson place. Oh. I would say it has acres, no, Rosa?
Uh-huh.
Acres and acres and a brook and a barn. And in August he has hay, Mike. And from Cliff I bought my yellow bantam corns. No, Rosa?
Uh-huh.
We made a mistake last spring. We planted country gentleman ears.
Country gentleman corn, Mom.
Huh?
Country gentleman corn.
Oh, country gentleman corn. Country gentleman corn. And we like the yellow bantams better. My darling, you'll see. You'll see how you love it. You'll see how you like it.
All your good neighbors would have me tarred and feathered. It wouldn't only be Mr. Goldberg that wouldn't want me there. They'd get wise to me quick. I couldn't keep my hands in a plow for long. I'd be itching to get into a card game before any of the seeds I'd planted had time to sprout. I know the kind of a guy I am, and so does your husband.
I know the kind of man you are, Mike. You can't hide it from me this way. You're good, Mike, and you're kind. Jake?
Jake! Joe! Are you coming?
Stop rushing me, will you?
Excuse me.
Yes, surely. Rosalie, what's Papa doing?
He's hanging his coat up.
Oh. Jake?
Jake, you think it's so easy to get plane reservations?
So why don't we fly?
Wait for the flying. Wait for a little bit of flying. Jake, before we talk about the reservations, Mike Hilton...
Don't stop, Molly.
Why am I spouting, Jake?
Why you're spouting, I don't know.
I'm just saying.
I don't want you to say, and I don't want to hear. Mike does not come to Lastonbury with us, and that's final.
Is it out of?
The matter is closed, Molly, and don't open it.
All right. Closed is closed, and I wouldn't open it. Do you know Mike?
Better, I think, than you do.
What do you know? The man or his reputation?
Show me a man's reputation, and I'll show you the man.
Yeah. Superficial, Jake. Very superficial.
What's superficial?
The philosophy which you just expounded.
That wasn't philosophy, Molly. That was sense.
Sense can be nonsense also.
Molly, please, before I lose myself.
Take the door, Rosalie, the bell.
Papa, darling, don't you feel a responsibility to a man that wants to change his way of life?
Talk, Rosalie. You talk. I'll take the door. Tell Papa, don't feel the responsibility. Give a man who wants to change his way of life.
Pa.
Don't pa me, Rosalie. You and your mother can be taken in by words. I can't. Not me.
Oh, is it, Ma?
A telegram from my children.
From his gang, no doubt.
Pa, please.
Mike? Yes? A telegram for you.
Coming.
Okay, dear.
Molly, one more word and I'm walking out of the room this instant.
Don't walk.
Then don't talk.
Mike, a telegram.
Thanks.
Where's it from, Mike?
When I open it and read it, Joe, I can tell you better.
And what are you tickling it for?
Keep your hands off it, Joe. Open it, Mrs. Gilbert.
Me?
Yeah.
I'd rather you didn't open it, Molly.
Jake.
You heard me, Molly, and if you'll go into the next room, my dear, I have a few words I want to say to both these gentlemen.
That's all right, Mr. Goldberg. You don't have to exhaust yourself.
Ah, there's the good guy for you, Mike. They're always good to themselves.
Give it, Joe.
That's all right. Let them talk. What else have you got to say, Mr. Joe Ellis?
Just this, Goldilocks. I've known Mike for a long time, see? And according to the standards of the kind of people we hang out with, yeah, we got standards, too. Mike's always been fair and square. In the trade, he's known as Honest Mike.
Shut up, Joe. So?
So this, wise guy. I don't know what kind of a hex your old lady put over on Mike. But all of a sudden, he's sitting in a corner, beating his head against the wall, crying about being a gambler, ruining his life, being crooked. Can you imagine that? Honest Mike himself. The guy who's been the best card player in the business. Without ever having an extra ace up his sleeve, either. Just playing on his luck, believe me. Him convincing himself he was crooked. Listen, you. Just take care of yourself, and don't go around trying to do social work on people.
Let the guy alone, Joe. Cut it. You, Mr. Goldberg, you've got no reason to antagonize us. You made up your mind. I heard you say your piece a little while ago. You don't want me in Lastonbury, so okay.
Will you stop apologizing to the guy?
Don't put words in my mouth, Joe. I can handle myself.
You're not doing so well with these good people.
Maybe not. Maybe I deserve it. Joe, maybe you can't change a horse's marking. You ought to know that, Joe. You tried it once at the Tijuana track.
Oh, well, that's a horse of another color.
Well, maybe I am too, Joe. No use turning sour on these people. You can't blame them for not trusting me. I didn't trust them when I met them. Just two separate worlds, I guess. For a while there, Mr. Goldberg, your wife had me believing there was a bridge that crosses over from one to the other sometimes. But, oh, well, maybe you're right, Mr. Goldberg. Maybe there ain't.
There's one bridge I still want to cross, Mr. Goldberg. When I get to the other side, I'll burn it down.
Nothing new for you.
Where's the 25 grand?
Safe in a safe and safe from you.
Safe from me?
Yeah.
That's my dough, Pop. Or at least part of it.
It's got in the hotel vault, Joe. He'll go over with us when we leave. We'll get it then.
Well, why didn't he say so? What's he pussyfooting about?
Ah, pipe down, Joe. He doesn't want our dough. I'm not so sure whether I want it.
No? What are you going to do with it, Mike? Donate your share to the old lady's home?
Listen, Joe, I'd give it away, tear it up, feed it to the fishes, rather than have it used for the purposes we've always used our money for.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I don't want to invest this 25 grand in a crooked future. Bad enough, my past don't look so good. Maybe I can make up for it, though, in the days ahead.
Oh, sing on, sweet bird.
You ain't heard the whole song yet, Joe. You got a surprise coming. A few very surprising notes.
I'll go.
Give me a cigarette, will you, please?
Yeah, sure, when you say please.
Tell him to wait. Yeah, open it, Joe. Here, open it.
Huh, yeah. That's more like it. It's from Frank, Mike.
What's he want?
He says the phonies are running in New Orleans, and he wants to know what's keeping you in Greensville.
Tell that kid to wait. I'll have his answer for him in a minute.
It shouldn't take you long to know what you want to say, Mike. What do you mean?
Mr. Goldberg means, Mike, that if you're going to Lastonbury, you can go to New Orleans. Is that what you mean?
What then do I mean?
Well, so the privilege of changing one's mind is not given to women alone. For Dick has given Mike his own kind of invitation to come to Lastonbury. But by now, Mike himself must have some doubts. You know, some folks are just naturally pessimistic. Yesterday, I told a lady, does his best. It does everything in your wash. And I said, that goes for dishwashing, too. Well, she just murmured,
Nothing about dishwashing sounds good to me.
Oh, I told her, you should does them. Does everything for dishes. This new kind of soap gives you suds that stand up till the last dish is done. Fast action on grease, plus greater kindness to hands. She only answered,
That's easy to say.
Does it. This new kind of soap bursts into suds the instant water strikes it. Suds that really stand up so you don't keep pouring in more soap. And how does goes after greasy frying pans. No more hard scouring to cut that tough grease. Well, the lady perked up a little and said,
Sounds okay.
Does treats your hands okay, too. It's kinder to them than any other leading wash day soap. It leaves your hands ever so soft and smooth. Well, that did it. She smiled.
I think I'll does my dishes.
Good. You'll find does best in the dishpan, too. Does everything. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg and brought to you by D-U-Z, Does. One man's meat is another man's poison. So Mike Hilton decides. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash. Our fighting men have two jobs. First Germany, then Japan. Stick with them to the finish. Keep on saving used kitchen fat.